And this is 89.1 KUAR. You can find complete election coverage, the latest returns, at KUAR.org. A good night for incumbent Republicans in Arkansas. Senator John Bozeman defeated Democratic challenger Connor Eldridge. And in Arkansas's four congressional districts, Congressman French Hill, Bruce Westerman, Steve Womack, and Rick Crawford all won re-election. In the studio with me, Gwen Moritz, editor of Arkansas Business, and Hal Bass, political science professor at Ouachita Baptist University. And I guess for Arkansas at this point, it's issue six. How we knew it was going to be competitive, narrowly was defeated 4 years ago. And at this point, with the latest numbers, 35% of the vote in, 51% for, 49% against.
Yes, and this one is just hard to figure and hard to analyze. I do think there is a sympathy factor for those who are suffering with pain, who see medical marijuana as providing relief that touches the heart and apparently the votes of, at least this point, a narrow majority. Again, it still could turn, because there was quite a bit of what you might call establishment opposition to this. Mm-hmm. But right now it's holding on to a slight lead.
And Gwen, we haven't really talked about it, but there was also issue seven, the other medical marijuana proposal, which the state Supreme Court took off about a week and a half ago.
I guess three ballot issues that got tossed after the ballots were already prepared, but it's the only one that was actually tossed after early voting had started. I just think this may be an issue that's time has come in Arkansas. I'm not sure what areas of votes are left out there, but that's a pretty handy lead, and it's been that way all night. So there's some concern that this may actually cost, because it's medical marijuana and not recreational marijuana, as in Colorado, that regulating this may actually cost the state more than the tax revenue from it. But I think Hal's right. I think people are looking at this and going, it's going to be like a prescription drug. I'm not sure it exactly works exactly that way in states with medical marijuana. In some places, it seems pretty easy to get that prescription. But I think they see it as, and I'm very sympathetic to this, the idea that there are people that are suffering and could get some relief without, doing too much damage.
It's still early in the sense that a lot of counties haven't turned their results in. But if you look at the map right now, it's a very interesting parallel with the statewide races that have a partisan tone to them, in that you see the support coming from both areas where the Republicans have done quite well, like Northwest Arkansas, and areas where the Democrats continue to hold on, that is Central Arkansas. What it looks like to me is there's kind of an urban-rural split on this, and the more urban areas seem much more comfortable with medical marijuana. The rural areas seem a little bit more hesitant to go that route.
Mm-hmm. And Hal, finally, we've got a little less than a minute left, but Donald Trump getting a lot of momentum at this point. What would a Trump presidency potentially mean for Arkansas?
Well, certainly it would put Arkansas in sync with the national electoral tides in a way that has not always been the case, and certainly hadn't been the case during the Obama administration. As far as Arkansas having certain claims on Donald Trump for issues like patronage, I don't see much opportunity there. But again, it does put Arkansas very much more in sync if it were to happen.
Okay. Hal Bass is a political science professor at Ouachita Baptist University, along with Gwen Moritz from Arkansas Business. Catch a full recap of the election results tomorrow morning on Morning Edition. This is KUAR, Little Rock.